We should know by Friday whether John Doe 2 will end or continue. The probe was exploring whether Governor Walker's 2012 recall campaign illegally coordinated with independent funders. They can collect and spend unlimited amounts of money on a candidate's behalf, but cannot tell people to vote for or against anyone. Regarding the John Doe, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ordered an end to it in July. Then this month, the court dismissed the special prosecutor overseeing the probe and gave the district attorneys involved until this Friday to intervene, to take control of the case. Two of the five have decided to step away. WUWM's Marge Petroff is here with the latest. First, Marge, why did the state Supreme Court end John Doe 2?
Well, Rachel, as you mentioned, the investigation was exploring whether Governor Walker's recall campaign worked too closely with so-called issue advocacy groups. Wisconsin had a law limiting interaction between those groups and candidates, and the John Doe was reportedly examining whether anyone crossed the line. Now, the majority of justices on the state Supreme Court insisted that the state law became unconstitutional when the U.S. Supreme Court, in its Citizens United decision, said coordination is legal as long as those independent groups don't pay for the words vote for or against a candidate. And two of the five DAs who were involved in the John Doe, both Republicans, by the way, have concluded that the two high courts have spoken and that the coordination that took place during the recall was legal. So those two DAs are not going to intervene to keep the case alive.
So what issues might the other three DAs be weighing in deciding whether to continue pursuing John Doe 2?
Well, those three are Democrats, by the way, including Milwaukee DA John Chisholm. They know that the special prosecutor, Francis Schmitz, the person the state high court recently told he doesn't have a job any longer, they know he wanted to appeal court decisions about John Doe to the U.S. Supreme Court, but he no longer has legal standing, so one of the DAs would have to take the lead. And it would be an immense job to pursue a case to the U.S. Supreme Court against a state Supreme Court and with limited county resources, so there is a lot for them to consider.
On what potential grounds could one of the remaining DAs appeal the case to the U.S. Supreme Court?
Well, one scenario would be arguing that the U.S. Supreme Court in its various decisions about campaign finance does allow some limits on coordination between candidates and issue advocacy groups, that those groups have to remain independent of the campaign. So, in effect, the DAs would have to argue that the state high court misread campaign finance precedent. Another potential argument the DAs could make is that several Wisconsin justices should have recused themselves from the John Doe case because their candidacies benefited from big contributions from some of the same independent groups that were involved in the case. And then a third possibility is that the investigators did find a link to the magic words vote for or against someone. But they know, in the end, that if they don't intervene, then there's no one left to represent John Doe 2 on appeal, unless the former special prosecutor would do so as a private citizen. So that's the latest, Rachel.
Thank you, Marge. That's WUWM's Marge Petroff reporting on the approaching deadline for the DAs involved in John Doe 2 to decide whether to press forward. When we have updates, we'll post them on WUWM.com. This is 89.7 Milwaukee Public Radio.